ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at her family home in Plains, Georgia. She entered hospice care just days ago and passed away with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, at her side. ABC's Steve Osunsami.
He said more than once that she was the most important decision of his life, and that she was the smartest decision of his life. He called her his secret weapon, that she was very much a part of his success and, of course, his presidency.
Rosalynn Carter was 96. Health officials in Gaza say 31 premature babies in extremely critical condition have been transferred safely away from Gaza's main hospital and will go to Egypt. Meanwhile, more than 250 other patients with urgent conditions remain. Welcome news for Los Angeles, as officials say a stretch of I-10 that closed earlier this month from a fire is set to reopen. This is ABC News. Just days after being ousted as CEO of OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, reports that Sam Altman could soon return. Altman's firing last week over communication issues with the company's board sent shockwaves through the rapidly growing AI tech space.
There was some reporting over the weekend that the board was actually flip-flopping and they were trying to get Sam Altman back, which happened within 24 hours of him being ousted. It was this really interesting turn, and it seemed to indicate that the board had pretty much instant regret from ousting their leader. But as of right now, Sam Altman is a free agent. He has not returned to OpenAI. There's been speculation that he could start his own company and go his own way. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Liberty and Bell are ready for their presidential pardons. Those are the names of the two turkeys that are set to receive the annual presidential Thanksgiving pardon. President Biden set to pardon the pair on the South Lawn Monday. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on their faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks with a win over Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks turned it on in the fourth quarter to beat the Mavericks in front of a packed house at Fiserv Forum. The final, Milwaukee 132-125. Giannis and Damian Lillard kept feeding the ball outside to the Bucks' Pat Connaughton, who responded with 16 points, his high for the season.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play. And I've played with Dame for 3 years in Portland, and we have a great trust for one another. And he found me in the corner. Giannis found me for a few I should have made, but we got great shots.
College football, Wisconsin snapping a three-game losing streak with a 24-14 win in overtime. Safety Hunter Warler, perhaps the Badgers' best defensive player, went down and exited the game just before the half after a helmet-to-helmet hit.
You know, again, whether whether it's been expectations, whether it's been, you know, ups and downs, whether it's been injuries. It's just been such a roller coaster.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 33 overnight under overcast skies. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 43 tomorrow. Overcast skies tomorrow night, 31. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 40.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic.
Pretty happy Friday to you, Aaron, working the board in for Nate today, our fair audience. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God, indeed. You know, I don't have my normal youthful exuberance.
No, why not?
Because it's almost the weekend, man. I can't wait. I am living for the weekend. It hasn't even been a particularly hard work week. It's just, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, man. You know, I think I've been thinking about it because I'm feeling a little, it's been a busy week for me. And of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, man, we can just kind of make it slide. We can get through to next week and still have things to do next week as well. But it's, I certainly got vacation on the mind, man.
I bet you do. Well, don't mail it in yet. We've still got to perform the greatest radio show ever. Not so much for you or I, but for them, Dom, the people that rely upon us for their politics really? And entertainment.
Oh,
and
man. You know, Crudy, you know the secret is I do the show for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people find it entertaining. I can't possibly try to please everybody.
They've noticed. The people have noticed. And they bear with you, Dom. At this point, it's more of a bearing with. Dom, the lead today. You know, we air the grievances on Friday, and we got a guest coming soon, Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. He's going to give us some 420 facts on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate that. And a little bit later in this hour, while you were whatever you doing all day long, I was thinking very hard, and I came up with this brilliant idea. Actually, stole it from another, but I'm going to claim it as my own. Dom, I have the ironclad, can't-miss guaranteed way of getting Joe Biden reelected. Do you want to hear about it?
I absolutely do, man. Share it.
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around till 4:30.
You big tease.
Because we've got to lead a little closer to home, Dom. A little closer to home in our backyard. And rare is this day. They say politics makes interesting bedfellows. Well, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss find themselves on the very same side of an issue, opposition to Kirk Bankstead, in a lawsuit that would try to immediately end the choice school program here in the state of Wisconsin. Evers and Voss in the same bed, on the same
what?
Team. This
what? What? That seems strange to me.
It does seem strange, Dom. And it seems that a beer company Super PAC makes a strange vessel for trying to end the school choice movement in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, stranger things have happened, question mark.
As said before, politics makes strange bedfellows.
There's also a question of original jurisdiction. Like, do you get a trial? So often here in the state of Wisconsin, we just skip the trial step. Let's go straight to the Supreme Court. That is what's being asked for because they're seeking immediate relief for the taxpayers from this burden of paying for the choice schools, effectively, the voucher programs. But where are the facts then gathered if you don't have a district court, if you don't have a lower court trial? And I'm not so much sure because, you know, the briefs being entered by Robin Voss are different than the briefs being entered by Tony Evers' team. But I think Evers' team is really more interested in starting at the district court level. No reason to rush this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This program has been in place for 25 years or more. You know, nothing's going to change between now and the resolution of this lawsuit. So if it takes a year or two or whatever the case may be, it takes as long as it takes. I don't think the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take this up as original jurisdiction. No good reason to.
The reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration and political opponent Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are in the rare position of taking the same side in a lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded voucher school system, telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that it should not, Crudy, take up the case. Voss and Department Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, who was appointed by Evers, told the court in separate filings this week that the case should start at the circuit court level, as Crudy mentioned. The third defendant, the Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underle, took no position. Underle, who was elected on a nonpartisan ballot, was backed by Democrats. Democratic opponents of the voucher program took a different position from Evers and asked the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. If it does, it would issue a ruling within weeks or months. It would likely take 2 or 3 years for the case to work its way through the lower courts.
So
Ryan
what?
Potts.
Sorry.
So what? I mean, obviously, Crudy, there's money being spent, right? How
in
much
the
money
immediate
is being
sense.
Spent?
Yes, but the underlying questions about whether or not this is a separation of church and state issue, whatever the final underpinnings of the ruling may be, Dom, there's no urgency to come to conclusion in this case to leapfrog, to my opinion, to leapfrog the lower courts.
Justice delayed is justice denied, Michael. Scott Barr writes at the AP, a quote from Potts, "We hope the Supreme Court sees through the difficult politics associated with the issue and decides to stand up to the Republican legislature and protect Wisconsin's public school children." Evers spokesperson Britt Kudebeck did not return a message seeking comment. Evers, who previously served as a state superintendent of education, has been a longtime critic of the voucher program. That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm not clear that he has been. But
this summer, he agreed to increase spending on the program as part of a larger education funding package tied to a deal, sending more money to Milwaukee and local governments. So, you know, he had to negotiate, he had to barter a little bit, Crudy. The arguments from Voss and the Evers administration line up with other supporters of the voucher school program, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is representing private schools, parents of students who attend them, and other advocates of the program. They argue that the case should start in circuit court, like Crudy argues, so that the lower courts can determine an array of facts before the Wisconsin Supreme Court has to weigh in. Underle, in a one-page filing, said she was taking no position because her primary concern is oversight and supervision of public instruction. But she said if the court takes the case, Underle may take a position on the accuracy of any factual assertions made by any party. When the lawsuit was filed last month, Underle seemed aligned with those challenging the voucher school system by saying that she welcomed any opportunity to effectively, equitably, and robustly fund our public education system.
Should I take it from here? Democrats have argued for decades that the voucher school program is a drain on the resources that would otherwise go to the public schools. Yeah, we can't afford to fund two school systems. At least that would be my assertion. The lawsuit argues the state's revenue limit and funding mechanism for voucher school programs and charter schools violate the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that public funds be spent for public purposes. It also contends that the vouchers to fund the public schools do not allow for adequate public oversight and do not hold private schools to the same standards as public schools. That might be true. Now, the nation's first school choice program began in Milwaukee in 1990. I guess that's going on 33 years, Tom. Then seen as an experiment to help the low-income students in the state's largest city, the program has expanded statewide, and its income restrictions have been loosened. This year, nearly 55,000 students were enrolled. Now, the entire Milwaukee Public Schools has only 75,000 students, and they're not all coming from Milwaukee, but a big chunk of that, like 25% of Milwaukee Public School students, are now in the choice school programs. Evers appointee Blumenfeld argued that ending the voucher program immediately is the lawsuit request, and here's a quote, Tom, could lead to chaotic and unanticipated outcomes. Trying to absorb those students in the public school system, again, here's a quote, could lead to staffing, funding, and classroom shortages. Now, you know, the court is now a 4-3 liberal court, but Dom, I would point out many, many moons ago when Tony and I didn't see eye to eye on this topic, and I advocated for ending the choice school program. And I said the governor of the state of Wisconsin should do so through their budgetary process. And Eber said, what are you going to do with all these kids? Throw them on the street, Kroot? And no, I never said that. I don't think the courts have to say that. Should they rule in this way? There could be a ramp down program. There could be a defund program. Certainly if it's done legislatively, as I would have proposed, you know, there could have been a ramp down. So I think sometimes that the Evers administration jumps right out there to chaos will ensue. Well, that may or may not be a legal argument to make. Chaos ensuing is not a legal argument. Doesn't matter if you think chaos is going to ensue, sir. The question is it a constitutional thing under Wisconsin's constitution? And that ultimately will have to be decided first in the district court level, probably then at the appellate court level, and finally, Dom, finally, it'll make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Maybe.
I hope so, man. I don't like our public school tax dollars being used to subsidize religious education for students that would already be in those religious schools.
Come on, man. You went to Appleton Xavier. You went to
school. And my parents didn't get a tax break. They didn't get school vouchers. They paid out of pocket. If that's what you want, go to pocket. Don't make me and my tax dollars subsidize your teaching that the earth is 6,000 years old. Thank you very much. You know why? Because tithing is down. People aren't showing up and giving their money as much. So this is an end around to keep funding the churches who already pay no property taxes.
You're just cranky because it's almost the weekend, but this little radio show is getting in the way. Come back with us. Fine guest, Al Robinson. Herbal Aspect, 420 Facts, they're next.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Casco's Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you check out the Civic Media app. You can take the Devil's Advocates with you anywhere you go. Check out your app store for the Civic Media app.
Dominic, a big sports weekend. We're going to check in later with Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. But right now, I got a friend here in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. He is Alan Robinson. He's here to give us some 420 facts sponsored by the Herbal Aspect. How you doing?
Hey.
Happy Friday, man. Yeah. Thank God it's Friday, Alan.
Happy 420 Friday, boy.
Best time.
Yeah, man. So come to talk to you today about cannabidiolic acid, CBG. A, it's the mother cannabinoid. I'm really excited about this particular cannabinoid because it's the first thing that the plant makes. It's not my favorite cannabinoid because that's the one that gets me stony. But this one has some crazy properties that most people just don't know about, right?
So, I don't know. Tell me more.
Yeah. What do you mean, man?
Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of research into the field of cannabis recently. And we're finding that cannabinoids like CBD have anti-convulsive properties. It would surprise a lot of people to know that CBGA, or cannabidiolic acid, is a better anti-convulsant than CBD. It's also an anti-inflammatory. It's being studied right now for its antibiotic properties and a bunch more. So it's one of those things that you really need to add to your health regimen, and then just reap the benefits generally.
So say it again for me, because I wasn't listening the first time. What is it called?
CBGA, cannabidiolic acid. Nobody's going to remember the name.
So, all right, now that
CBGA,
I know.
CBGA, we got it.
CBG or CBGA. Now, I mean, there's some cool stuff about this, right? These kids down in Utah at the University of Utah were studying it during the entire COVID debacle. They find that CBGA has an affinity for the spike 1 protein, so it latches onto it and it makes it too big to fit into human receptors. Now, I'm not going to say that CBGA prevents COVID. There's no evidence to support that. There's no research to support that. There is research to support that CBG has an affinity for the spike protein. So I don't know how much you'd have to take. I'd assume it'd be more than what they gave the lab rats, but it's there. So, I mean, it's just further evidence that we need more research into cannabis and into the cannabis plant.
It's a wonderful thing. And I never got COVID. And yeah. I was out there at maskless Vicky McKenna-led AR-15 armed up rallies during the pandemic, man. I never got COVID.
You know, there is.
I did get the vaccine and the boosters.
Well, yeah, I did too. Right.
And I also tried some of the CBG, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I'll tell you, man, most people that I know that are heavy cannabis users either did not get COVID or they caught a really mild case. Now, I don't know that there's a correlation or causation, but, you know, I didn't have a crazy time with it, so I feel all right.
All right, man, let's do some commerce.
Oh, money.
Money. Dude, next week is Thanksgiving, and in the retail business, and I realize, Herbal Aspect, you're in the retail business.
We do that.
Next Friday. That makes it Black Friday.
Yeah.
Alan, what do you got going on for Black Friday, my friend?
Oh, man, I've got some crazy specials going on at Herbal Aspect. You can pick up that CBGA. It's one of our minor cannabinoids. There's going to be store-wide sales. I've got 15% off smoking accessories. We're doing double loyalty points. If you spend $100 on whatever, you can get a free pre-roll. That's going to be THCA. Oh, 25% off flour, all the flour, any flour that you want.
I like flour.
Yeah.
Flour is good. I've been dealing with flour since the mid-80s.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to try to get you moved over to the gummies because the edibles, our gummies and chocolates, are going to be 30% off. So, ooh. I mean, you come on down to Herbal Aspect. We got three different locations. Of course, you can shop online. We've got our cannabis consultations.
Talk more about the consultations for just a minute. Alan Robinson, our good friend from the Herbal Aspect, and I perceive you to be something of my cannabis friend.
Yeah.
You're the one that knows all the CBGAs and all the different stuff people need to know. So let's talk about that consultation for just a minute. First and foremost, you still got time between now and Christmas for the consultations?
We sure do, man. We're doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. You just jump online and you can sign up for a consultation at herbalaspect.com. We just actually relaunched the website. You're in for a 20-minute personalized consultation.
Not everyone's in cannabis for the same effect.
Right. A lot of people don't necessarily want to get crazy high. I've got the largest segment of cannabis users is going to be 65. New cannabis users is 65 and up. And I find that my customers don't really want to get super stony. They just really want some relief from typical ailments. And so I can help to direct them to what those products look like, direct them in their usage, and help them to have like a guided cannabis experience.
And again, how did they get the guided cannabis experience? How do they sign up for that?
Well, your listeners can log on to herbalaspect.com, use the code DEVILRADIO, and that $49.99 value will be absolutely free to Devil Radio listeners.
Again, I love that price.
Yeah, man. Nothing.
Nothing. So that's outstanding. Now, I've got to digress for just a minute. Is there any other cannabis or weed-related stuff we should know about? We, the audience, we, Dom and I, because I feel like you gotta be our cutting edge on this stuff.
Oh, man, there's stuff going on in cannabis all the time, right? So, like, Ohio?
Legalized cannabis through referendum. Modestly outperformed legalizing abortion as a constitutional right in Ohio, but they were right there together, man. Those are very important issues, don't you think?
Moderately outperformed. You don't think that cannabis is more popular than kids?
Oh. Yes. Hey, hell yes.
Alan, let me ask you, with regards to, you know, the different ways to ingest and to take the cannabis. Snoop Dogg came out yesterday. I saw that he's given up the smoke. I mean, come on, Snoop Dogg and smoke, they kind of go one and one. But obviously, I mean, a guy been probably smoking most of his life and a lot of cannabis, and it's gotten, you know, certainly better and higher quality of late. But, you know, that's a lot of smoke going in your lungs. I didn't see anything beyond the tweet, but presumably there's, you know, you can have edibles, you can put little drops into drinks. How many different ways can you consume?
You don't think Snoop's turning his back full time on cannabis, just smoke?
I don't know. I'll say this about Snoop. Number one, to each his own. If the gentleman doesn't want to smoke anymore, there's a multitude of ways that folks can consume, and I commend his effort to not to take on a healthier lifestyle. Save your lungs, G.
HerbalAspect.com, right?
There it is, HerbalAspect.com. 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street, and 735 South Gammon Road, right in Woodman's parking lot next to Dunkin' Donuts.
420 Facts brought to us by Alan Robinson, sponsored by our friends over at the Herbal Aspect. Thank you, Alan. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You know I'm going to eat because I'm going to smoke.
Well, once you eat too much, then you got to get rid of that too full filling.
All right.
It's the vicious cycle.
We'll see you, Dom.
Thanks, Alan.
I'm going to tell you how Joe Biden's going to win the presidency, win re-election next. You better stick around.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died, passing away at her family home in Georgia just days after entering hospice care. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Rosalynn Carter's most significant role was that of presidential advisor. When her husband decided to run for the presidency, Rosalynn campaigned nonstop, visiting 41 states. Impressed with her combination of self-discipline and Southern charm, reporters nicknamed her the Steel Magnolia.
Rosalind died with family at her side, including her husband and former President Jimmy Carter. She was 96. Former President Trump picking up an endorsement from Texas Governor Greg Abbott Sunday. Abbott lent his support as he and Trump served Thanksgiving meals to Texas National Guard members. Just ahead of the Monday morning commute, some welcomed relief for Los Angeles drivers, as officials say a stretch of Interstate 10 that was damaged by a fire earlier this month will reopen weeks ahead of schedule. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 33 overnight under overcast skies. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 43 tomorrow. Overcast skies tomorrow night, 31. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 39.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The big and tall of political talk. The devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, the weekend almost upon us. I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, Alan Robinson, our friend from over at the Herbal Aspect, bringing us the 420 Friday Facts, Dom.
They're always appreciated here. And Dom, today I got a secret. I got the special sauce, the re-elective 100% ironclad guaranteed winning formula for President Joe Biden.
Oh, you keep teasing me, man. Lay it on me, brother.
This one, it's so simple. It's so straightforward. It's so clearly a winner, Dom. I don't know why we haven't thought of it before. Legalize marijuana, of course.
Whoa, what? Legalize weed?
I can even give you the best way to roll it out. Use the Joe Biden method. Joe Biden. Do it like Joe Biden did it to Barack Obama. Let me tell you more. A little op-ed piece here at the Wisconsin State Journal. Is President Joe Biden looks to boost his re-election campaign in lousy poll numbers. There's one policy position that's popular with voters, could help unite Democrats. It would leave Republicans scrambling to respond. It's time. Damn, it's time. It's past time to come out in support of legalizing recreational use of marijuana.
Woohoo!
I wish I could take credit for this thought. The president even has a ready-made playbook for rolling out the new position in 2012. Then Vice President Biden provided the initial public push that helped President Barack Obama off the fence on the issue of marriage equality. Biden's views changed and evolved over two decades, like much of America. Now it's Biden. Did I say Biden? Obama's views changed. Now it's Biden stuck straddling the middle when his party and public opinion have already decided the issue. According to the latest Gallup poll earlier this month, 70% of Americans think the use of marijuana should be legal.
Wow. That's high.
At the same time, well, could be if Joe would just do his part. At the same time, 24 states, though not Wisconsin, have moved forward on their own and legalized recreational use. The latest is Ohio, where the voters approved a ballot measure earlier this month. God, I've never envied Ohio before, Dom. According to Politico, more than half of the country's adult population lives somewhere where weed is legal. So it seems clear this is an issue Democrats could embrace with little worry of a backlash. And what's more, Vice President Kamala Harris could take the first step, much as Biden did for Obama on marriage equality. For a long time, it made sense for Biden to lag, you know, lag behind the public opinion. It's like a decade, maybe 20 years behind the devil's advocates, even if it promised short-term positive publicity. Presidents polarize. Had Biden run on legalization in 2020 or moved strongly towards it early in his presidency, he would have risked hardening opposition amongst Republicans. It also would have hurt the prospects for change and canceled out public opinion advantages. It made more sense for him to oppose legalization, no, it didn't, as a candidate in 2020 and have taken only modest steps in that direction as president. Moreover, it's an issue that unites Democrats. Dom, the Gallup survey found 87% of all Democrats support legalization, while Republicans are split with 55% of Republicans supporting legalization, just 45% opposed. No single policy position will decide an election. But on the margins, taking the popular side of a 70-30 issue that splits the other party, certainly right. A net plus with voters, and a lot of elections, Dom, are decided on the margins.
Crudy, meanwhile, anything that raises the salience of legalization creates tension among Republicans. Organized group within the party still oppose marijuana, but the issue is popular with many GOP voters. It's the kind of situation Republican politicians would rather not have to talk about. But the president is talking about a policy area. If the president is talking about a policy area, it's a lot harder for politicians from either party to duck it. Having Harris make the first step makes sense for multiple reasons. As both a former prosecutor and a criminal justice reformer, her own record on marijuana is complicated. But she's supported legalization in the past. For her to take a strong step now, perhaps by saying what she thinks Biden should do, could help solidify her position as a reformer. If Biden then follows her lead, it would demonstrate her real influence within the administration, something all vice presidents try to do. As for Biden, those who care about the issue will only care where he ends up, not how he got there. We can't know exactly how many votes a strong pro-legalization position would net for Democrats in 2024, but adopting a popular position that unites the party and divides Republicans can only help. Yeah, Jonathan Bernstein writing in the Wisconsin State Journal today. Yes, of course. Yes, 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 please. Yes, please.
Why did Scott Walker lose the state of Wisconsin? According to Scott Walker.
Weed, man. Weed referendum.
Legalized marijuana referendums on like 16 different individual community ballots. Turn the kids out. You know, and if there's something Scott Walker hated, it's when you turn the kids out because they're all been indoctrinated on the college campuses and the such, Dom. But I think this is brilliant. I think if Joe Biden did this, and I mean this in the literal sense. I know sometimes we have a little fun. It's Friday, throwing out some grievances. But if Joe Biden took legalization and went all in, I think he'd win the landslide, Dom. And I mean that in all sincerity. What would stop him if that were his position? He'd have all the kids, half the Republicans, and the entire panel of the devil's advocates and all our listeners.
It makes sense. And if he was holding on, if he's keeping his powder dry for this moment, then certainly I agree. This would be the moment. And if not now, when? You know what I mean? Saying if you get elected again, you're going to do it after you get elected. No, now is the time to use this issue. And I get the politics. That's great. And we can divide the opposing political party. Okay. But there's a sense of freedom about it, man. I mean, this became illegal for racist and ignorant meanings and reasons, man. This should not be illegal, should not even be scheduled. And it's about time the adults in the room started acting like it. This isn't fentanyl. This isn't heroin. It shouldn't be classified as such.
No, it should not be. And the fact that it helped defeat Scott Walker here in the state of Wisconsin gives it just a little extra glimmer in my mind.
Yes. It makes it a little more sweet.
Now, do you hear what the Wankinators, Young Nazis Association?
Young America's Foundation, I believe.
They've also got that whole political action thing they're doing on the campuses, trying to reverse the indoctrination of the kids. And before I bring this little story to your attention, Dom, I got to point out, if you're a kid on campus, and it's one thing. I mean, I knew the young Republican leader when I was in college, Alex Hujic. I didn't agree with his politics, but I thought, ambitious young guy wants to go into politics. Haven't really seen him up there with the Robin Vosses of the world and the Rance Priebus, the real up-and-comers in state politics. But, they were an active Republican Party representation on campus.
That's funny, man. I didn't know Alex was involved in the Republican Party.
Involved? He was the head of it.
But I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention back in college. It was kind of a blur to me, be honest, Grudy.
Well, that's good, because I paid attention for both of us, Tom.
Thank you.
But here's the greater point I would make. It's one thing to say, okay, I'm a Republican, young Republican. My old man votes Republican. I'll join the Republican Party on campus. Some feel that way. I feel quite assured. But who says I'm a Scott Walker Young Nazi Association Republican? Young
Americans Adolf's Foundation. YAF.
Young Americans Foundation.
Yeah, it's tough.
But who puts on the brown shirt and says, I'm with Scott Walker?
Are you
not
with
the
me?
Republicans, but, moving the nation forward through a 501c4. Anyways, let me talk about the YAF, the Young Adolphs, or whatever they are. Michigan Tech professor on leave following tirade against conservative group. Guess which group? Email suggests. Well, let me read a little of this.
And where are you reading this? Where are you reading this from?
Fox Curtis? News. It's not perfectly clear from all of the reporting what exactly has befallen this professor, because, it's Fox News Digital. But anyways, an email from Michigan Tech suggested Professor Dr. Carl Blair has been replaced following his rant against the school's Young Americans for Freedom chapter. The Young Americans Foundation, which I always get wrong, Adolphs, I keep sticking that in there, YAF, which created the Young Americans for Freedom. Well, they're the ones that brought young Ben Shapiro to campus just the other week here in Madison, Dom. Well, that activist group released audio on Tuesday that featured the history and anthropology professor appearing to launch into a tirade against the organization following its Freedom Week. Freedom! You know whose bright idea that was? Scott Walker, right? Hey, guys, here's my bright idea. We'll do Freedom Week.
Freedom. Freedom.
And the conservative student group constructed a mock Berlin Wall. Because, of course, Reagan says tear down the wall. Again, these bad ideas, this is marking the 34th anniversary of the bringing down of the wall. And considering the average college kid's, 19, 20 years old? This happened, two lifetimes ago for them? So where did this brilliant idea come from? Well, the Wankinator, of course, because he's still trying to tip his cap to Reagan. Anyways, the professor, Blair, derided this act of building this mock wall as childish and stupid. You know, the surprising thing is, Dom, they didn't build two Berlin walls, one in the north and one in the south. Here is what the tirade, apparently, this is what got the man fired. For those of you who weren't aware of YAF's Freedom Week activism project, good. For those of you who were aware of it, it was childish, stupid, homophobic, dumb, racist, twit. And that's the polite version, Blair said.
Wow.
On Thursday, Fox News Digital obtained a screenshot of an email. Oh, they're really doing some sleuthing here, Dom.
Oh, you know it.
Sent out by Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs, Andrew Storer, that revealed Blair will be replaced following the holiday Thanksgiving break. So they canceled class today, and somebody new is starting after Thanksgiving, because that's a bridge too far. But,
question mark?
Yes, I am questioning. How is this not infringing upon the free speech rights of this professor, Dom? You know, he didn't say anything violent. He just says, if you think like these morons, you're a moron.
Childish, stupid, homophobic, dumb, and racist twits. Here is the email that YAF got their hands on. Quote, as an institution with a strong research focus, Michigan Tech vigorously supports freedom of speech with academic freedom. We follow the Chicago principles in this manner. With this, we expect an environment of respect and acceptance of divergent perspectives, perhaps most importantly within our classrooms. We regret that this has not been your experience in class this week. The email read, it continued, tomorrow's class today, Friday, November 17th, has been canceled. And upon return after the Thanksgiving break, we've arranged for a different instructor for the remainder of the semester.
Is that all necessary? Really?
You will receive information from your new instructor prior to the first day of class after break.
YAF, once again, claiming snowflake victimhood.
YAF's magazine publication, The New Guard, previously reached out to Blair for a comment on his rant. He allegedly responded, I stand by my words and have nothing else to say to you, before hanging up. YAF also released a statement following the incident saying, quote, Young Americans for Freedom at Michigan Tech stands by free speech on all campuses across the United States. We do so in the face of insults from a professor and others who think the First Amendment protections only apply to their worldview. The student who vandalized our display has a right to free speech, but went too far, endangering people and damaging property. Our chapter seeks civil conversation on a diverse variety of topics and positions.
Said by Scott Walker. You know what the crime was? Somebody vandalized the Berlin Wall. Tear down the wall, Dom.
Tear down the wall. Play some Pink Floyd next time. I mean, well, come on, people. Really? I mean, if you take homophobic positions, you shouldn't be mad when someone calls you homophobic. Folks with the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
We don't need no education.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
We don't need no thought control.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing of the grievances. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dom, sometimes I'm a masochist. Today, I also turned on Right Wing Talk Radio just for a bit. Yeah. So you don't have to.
You just get a little flavor, man. And what did you find out, Crudy? Were you enlightened in any way?
It was strange. I was listening to Vicky McKenna and a guest and a frequent guest. I'm sorry, I don't recall his name, but I've heard him there before. And the claim being made was that Hamas has adopted Mein Kampf. And this is really bad. And, you know, of course, the American left apparently has also, in some way, shape, or form, adopted Hamas. And therefore, American left have adopted Nazism. And I'm thinking, your guy gave a speech last week. It was Saturday. He called me a vermin. He used the actual words.
He's been calling the media the enemy of the people for years.
So I just found it so very perplexing, Dom. Oxymoronic, if you will.
Is it, or is it more projection, Crudy?
It just seems strange. I'm thinking, well, what side of this issue are you on? Is the Mein Kampf bad? Because I understand from prior reading, Dom, reporting, it's bedside reading for the former president. Literally, the man's got Mein Kampf on his bedstand, and this fine guest of Vicky's talking about the fact that some Hamas guy has got a translated copy of Mein Kampf in the tunnel, you know, with the rabbit-eared pages, you know, like he's really digging in and learning from the text, like some terrorist might be learning stuff from Hitler. I'm thinking, your candidate is quoting the man directly. You don't have to look so hard. Anyways, just
maybe that's why they're trying to look so hard. Maybe do the, you know, so if you muddle the situation and give them the everybody does it situation. I don't know what to tell you about that, man. It seems like when you have, you know, the leader of the GOP right now in this presidential cycle, calling people vermin, calling the media the enemy of the state, you know, saying these very same words that Hitler said, that seems to be a much more direct comparison than what the left. The left is somehow reading Mein Kampf now because of Hamas. I wasn't privileged to listen to it, Crudy, but I'm not clear what the direct correlation is.
There is no direct correlation. Literally, the qualm is that some Hamas guy is reading Mein Kampf. And the American left is being overly supportive of Hamas, ergo, we've adopted Nazism.
I mean, the American left, I know who that is, but I don't know that people are up there saying, go Hamas. I don't think that's actually happening. I think people can recognize the plight of the Palestinian people. You know, there's innocent children being killed. There's innocent Israeli children being killed. Those, you know, we can all appreciate the humanity, regardless of, you know, what side of the fence or what side of the world we're born on. So, you know, again, I think
but they're
perhaps
the party.
There might be some concern by the right because their guy is so frontal about it. I mean, it wasn't Harlan Crow. Wasn't this guy who was supporting this billionaire? There's like these Nazi collector types, right? They're like, get all this paraphernalia and from
oh, you're talking about Clarence Thomas's buddy?
Yeah,
I'm not clear if that's the case or not. I don't know. I mean, I saw some photos of Scott Walker wearing some stuff, but that could have been Photoshopped for all I know. I don't want to cast unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, there's been reporting, The Atlantic, you know, Rolling Stone, Clarence Thomas's billionaire buddy owns Hitler art, Nazi memorabilia, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, they're seemingly, you know, and that could
he's
be something.
He's just fascinated with the history.
I mean, sure, but wow, that's a little weird.
844.
Seems to be on that side.
2789. How hard is it to say Nazis are bad?
Nazis are bad.
Gary from Sussex. How you doing, Gary?
Hey,
happy Friday, Gary.
Good. Yeah, thanks, Tom. Did you guys see the exchange between Mullen, the senator, and the mob boss?
You mean the head of the Teamsters, Gary?
He's not a mob boss, but yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, whatever. He looks like a mob boss, and they act like a mob boss. Now,
and what was that Mark Wayne acting like?
Right.
A Yahoo from Oklahoma about ready to get his ass whooped? What? How would you describe his actions, the esteemed senator from Oklahoma, Gary?
I was highly entertained when I sat there and I watched. I didn't know what to expect. I just was watching, and they talked about that could have been a fight. So I'm, you know, listening. Well, this O'Brien, the Teamster president, he's been tweeting and all sorts of nasty things.
Do you know what was most offensive to your Mark Wayne buddy? The fact that he tweeted him standing behind a lectern on a raised podium. The man literally used like a 2-foot lift to look equal in height to his opponent, maybe more like 8 inches. But he was standing on a lift, and the guy circled the fact that he was standing on the lift. So when Mark Wayne was so irritated and yelling at the man, do you realize what the underlying text was, the tweet?
He called him short.
He basically made a short joke because the man's short. And he got offended by that, Gary, and he lost his schnitzel.
Hey, my wife is only 5'1", and she grabs me around the throat. Ask me if I want a fat lip. See, I'm telling you, these short
to the moon, Gary.
Yeah, it's bad. But I was entertained. I thought that was great. And
great for the
nation. Should we be entertained, Gary? I was a little disappointed, man. I felt shame. I felt embarrassed. I thought it was terrible.
I was actually hoping they would have duked it out right there on television.
Do you think that that's a proper role for a senator? I mean, you want to see. You know,
no,
Ron
see
Johnson.
See a guy throwing tomatoes, knock him out. I'll pay your legal bills. I wonder where you get such a notion that's acceptable, Gary.
Hey, to stand up to the president of the Teamsters, he's got to have a lot of balls. And, you know, and that's why I like the point that I'm making about is I like Trump because of the fact that he can just keep standing up and they keep knocking him down and he keeps standing up. That's why. All of us like Trump, you know, because he's. I don't think.
Do you like the? Hey, Gary, do you like the part where he was found civilly liable for rape? You like that part, Gary?
No, I mean he opens his mouth too much on some things, so you know.
Well, the whole rape thing would be a little disqualifying for me if I were a Christian man, Gary. I might find that abhorrent. But that's just me.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
Happier, happy hour. Your calls, grievances could be next. And I got a pair of Badger tickets for the Nebraska game to give away this hour.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.